Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The final prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has stated, indeed Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam gave me this glad tiding that whoever recites salat upon you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends mercy upon him, and whoever sends salam to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends peace to him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Money Channel, welcome back to our series Misunderstandings. In our previous episode we were discussing some things regarding cleanliness and how cleanliness can be adopted, especially with regard to ourselves, our body. And we discuss some things, and you know, sometimes it can cause misunderstandings. And for example, if you have a foul smell coming from your body, or you're not presenting yourself in a clean manner, the other person may make an assumption about you that this person is like such and such, or he's not a nice person, even though you might be a nice person inside and you have sweet words. But because of your presentation, it can cause a misunderstanding. And likewise, between family members, if, for example, you know, two people are sharing a room and one of them is, you know, smelling terribly, it can cause this problem because that aura is being built inside the room because of this one person not presenting himself nicely and looking after himself. So inshallah, we will be discussing this in a bit more detail. And I think we will also need to discuss regarding, you know, tips on cleaning with Abdul Hanamba, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdul Hanamba?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. So we were discussing about cleanliness. We were discussing about presentation. And you know, we've started to talk about the tasks, what we need to focus on. For example, we talked about the mouth, and we talked about our inside, and also our mouth, and also our body, our imama, our hair. But also, what about and our clothes? We also mentioned that. But with regard to the house, because the house is like the, you know, you can say the base of the family, where everyone, you know, lives in the house, everyone spends time in the house, and the time spent in the house also creates, you know, a person's you can say builds a person's nature, or his how he is as a person. So what about the house? How should the house, what things to look out for in the house? If you could point out some things, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mahad Bhai, I was thinking, you know, when you're saying that this sometimes can cause a misunderstanding about cleansing. You know what came into my mind was a banana peel.
Okay.
A banana peel, if it's on the floor, right, and no one's picked it up, someone slips over it, injures himself. But think about it, how far can he go in the sense? And then everyone's blaming each other.
Who's done this?
Who's ate the banana? No, I put my banana peel into the bin. The other one saying, no, it wasn't me. You know, like you could see just by a banana peel on the floor, everyone gone into this state. So cleanliness obviously plays a big role. And, you know, it's also naturally, if you look at a place which is clean, right, it gives a good wave, a good surrounding to it, a good touch to it, it gives a good feeling to it. You know, if a person, you just walk into a room which is spotless, right, you know, you walk in and what would come up to your tongue? Wow. Right? That,
hopefully, mashallah.
Right, automatically, it will normally, in normal cases, it will come into, and you know, you walk into a house which is spotless or clean or nice, tidy kitchen, and you say, whoa, right? Because it naturally will make you feel good. So if that naturally makes you feel good when you see something clean, then why is it that within our own homes, We are not looking at these things, right? And you know, anyone can pass the ball around. It's easy saying, no, I did it yesterday, he can clean today. The father's asking the children to do it. The children are saying, look, I did it yesterday, he didn't do anything for the whole week. You know, the mother's saying, look, I'm tired. So everyone's passing the ball around. So no one's actually doing the job. But if everyone plays that little role, little part, and you know, how would you play that part is only when you will recognize what needs doing. I think this is the most important thing. A lot of people don't recognize what needs doing. We mentioned in our previous episodes as well about, you know, I can tell you 101 things that you can do in the home. A lot of people do not see that. They don't see what is needing doing.
Yeah, you say 101. Yeah. Sometimes we don't even see five.
And let's start. You know, I think we touched upon this slightly, entrance of the house. Your entrance of the house sometimes can be the mat which is there, needs cleaning. Even if you look at sometimes the roof, there's spider webs there, right? Or the door itself. Right? How dirty is the door? The door handle. Who's going to clean these things? No one bothers with it. No one cleans the door. No one looks at cleaning the door. Like the person opens the door and he sees the door from even the outside. Right? You have bad weather. You have rain. You have everything. The drain's been leaking. You got spills. Who's going to clean that? The entrance of the house, it's giving away your state. The state of the house is going to be.
State of the house. Right? And it's not just your, you know, impression. It's the whole family.
All families. But yeah. So this itself, you know, it's important that, you know, what does it take? Couple of minutes to wipe down the door. Wipe down if there's a glass door, and then wiping down the glass. Just the entrance, or even just having the door handle being cleaned to wipe down, right? If someone was to ask us, just say for an example, when was the door handle last cleaned? Like especially, you know, when we had the time of COVID, right? Everyone was like spraying things and making everything clean, right? Right? Maybe after it's over, everyone's gone back to normal. And at that time, everyone was, you know, everything you touch, you spray it, you make sure it's clean, right? It was a strange time, but it taught us something, right? And because you see, germs, they spread through this way, right? And diseases spread through this way of not being clean. This should be a lesson for us all that we should learn to stay clean.
Stay clean,
right? And you know, like I was talking about the door handle. So when was the last time you spray? And it only takes a few seconds, a minute or so, spraying and just wiping it down. The entrance of your house, your door, inside, outside. Okay, sometimes someone's having the outside clean, but as soon as you close the door, you recognize the two different doors. The outside has been cleaned, the inside has been left. Or sometimes they clean the inside, and it's two different doors. You got the inside clean, the outside dirty. So. These are things which you need to, you know, just as you enter, you got the doormat. A lot of people have a doormat. Now, that doormat's been there for what? Since it's been bought. No one's cleaned it, right? Or if they clean it, they've gone outside and they've gone like this to the wall. The outside of all that dust, probably half of the dust has come inside. But, you know, it's a matter of just vacuuming it. Like you vacuum maybe the carpet or the stairway or whatever. That all can also,
you know, the wheelie bins outside. You know, in the UK we have these wheelie bins. I don't know if
it looks like you want to start from the ice. I was wanting to start from the
you
inside
want to
of
go
the
inside
house.
Because
we can start from the outside of the house.
Yes, Alhamdulillah, because I've seen sometimes, you know, some wheelie bins they have smell coming out from them. And they have, you know, all of these spiders and, you know, these creatures who have found their home, you know.
Abhay, who's going to clean it? How are you going to clean it? How are you going to get into that bin and clean it?
No, I saw my dad doing it.
Allahu Akbar.
I saw my dad, and I learned from him.
SubhanAllah.
So he waited for the day when, you know, they were going to take all the rubbish out. And then he put we've got a pressure, what's it called?
Jet wash. Yes, sir.
And so he opened the top, and then he washed it inside. And then you left it to dry, and then you cleaned it.
SubhanAllah. Hey, maybe not everyone will have a pressure wash, but you could do with a bucket of water, right? A sponge, or, you know, even just spraying something inside.
And do you think, you know, the ego, does this play a big part in this as well? You know, I don't want to do it. It doesn't smell nice. It's something I don't look at. You know, but they don't even say it.
Yeah.
They won't even say it. But you know, inside, you're like, I'm not going to do that.
Muhammad, if you're not going to do it, who's going to do it?
Mm.
You want to live with the bad smell? It's your choice. Yeah, yeah. You can live with the bad smell, or you can clean it.
Mm.
Or you can maybe wait for someone to fall from the sky and come and clean it for you, right? Someone from the household is going to do it.
Going to do it, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
And why not? Why not clean it ourselves rather than get any reward from it? Because, you know, just with this intention of Islam teaching us cleansings, I being half of a human, I'm going to clean this. Why? I can't see no harm in it. Right? Oh, you don't have to do it in front of everyone in the front yard. Come on, you can take it into the garden and do it. Yeah, if someone's feeling shy or embarrassed that I'm going to do it and people are going to be watching, you can take it into the garden, you can take it into the bathroom and do it. Right? So this place is where it can be done. But having that mentality of having that clean, again, you know, the driveway also, or your, if you got a little front area to the house, depending on the house itself, you know, even sometimes people have plants at the front garden, you can say. But the plants are that rough. or you have that front garden full of leaves because in the autumn the leaves are falling in the winter. And they're being piled up there. No one's brushed that area yet. And I tell you, you know, I remember one day, and it's a way of gaining du'as of your parents. One day... I cleaned my my father's front garden, so I brushed it all up because there were leaves and fallen, and I brushed it all up, cleaned it all, and even the pathway where other people would walk, cleaned that up all the way to the, to even where my father would park the car in the front of the house, cleaned all that, and as I cleaned it, I went, you know, because my father saw me cleaning the bushes out, and so he saw me, that he was, and they asked me what they were doing, I told him clean the front yard. So clean that went. I think short time later, it started to rain. So my father called me. He was so happy. He goes, "Puttar, you've done your cleaning, and the rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naturally have got the area cleaned through rain." Right? In the rain, you cleaned all this up. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made other ways of it. And it was like there was a feeling of happiness. And you know, just that happiness of the father or the mother, you know, you don't know what that can do to you. You don't know how happy can make you feel. And then if the du'as come from your parents' heart, just because you've done something like that, it's next level, you know. Allah. And, you know, we will talk, I think as we brought this up, there's other things which you can clean of your parents. For example, the car. We were talking about outside. I thought, I was going to go from inside, but you wanted me to start from outside. So as we are outside, your father's car is parked out. Your mother's car is parked outside. Right? Who cleans that? Right? You know, it's just a matter of just little things, vacuuming, right? Taking the vacuum out, giving you a little vacuum, you'll see the du'as you'll get. Or even just cleaning the car windows at times, you know. Because especially in the winter, you find that the windows get dirty a lot quicker.
Yeah.
The whole car maybe doesn't. But the windows, and you know, especially when they drive, and again, it's for the safety of your parents.
Right? So if you do it with this intention, you know, if we do it with the intention of gaining the pleasure of parents, because in the pleasure of the parents lies pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that intention, you know, if we do these things, all of this is ibadah, all of this is worship. And it's not just, you know, merely cleaning, and you know, it doesn't remain that. Now it's the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is involved, and subhanAllah.
So you know the windows get dirty. Now if you think about it, you know, normally when if it starts raining and your father's driving outside, and the windows are dirty, what happens is the windows become so blurry. It becomes hard to see. And this can cause a lot of other things happen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our parents protected and safe. But this is, you know, all we've done is just clean the window, and your father's gone out, he's driven the car and he sees, mashallah, the windows have been cleaned. The du'as is coming out as he's driving on the street. And plus, you're helping safety and security for them. Right? In the same way, you know, the inside of the car, the interior, the just vacuuming inside, right? Make sure when you're vacuuming, I don't want to, you know, especially sometimes, again, these are things which can cause misunderstandings. When you're vacuuming the car, you might find that there are some receipts on the the side or the glove box or something. Don't throw them away. Ask, right? Otherwise, it could be an important receipt. You just thrown away, and your father's come up, your mother. They're showing their anger. Oh, that receipt. They won't look at that time. You clean the car. So these are things of being mindful. Just normal things of understanding. Right, they're not rocket science, right? What we can say. So have a bit of mindset of understanding. You know, those things which are not need to be thrown away, or those things can be important. It's simple as just asking, Mom, Dad, shall I throw this away or not? Right. Sometimes even in the house, important things are just thrown in the rubbish. Right. Especially when if his bedroom is the room is so dirty, you piled up everything, and then you're brushing everything onto one side. You've taken everything. There might be a nice new pen or which is brushed away, or some notebook, and everything is gone. Even socks, they go and then they get piled up, and then you pick them up and you throw them in the bin. And then your mom and dad are looking for that one pair of socks where it's gone missing. It's gone in the bin. So just being mindful. So just look at the things which you're cleaning.
You mentioned cleaning the car as well. I don't know. I think people are this sensible that they would understand that, not to hoover in the night in the car, because the hoover makes a lot of sound. When they're vacuuming in the car at night, it can disturb. And what impression that would have upon people about Muslims, these people don't care. So that could cause misunderstandings as well.
Yes. So, you can start from that. And especially little things you can do quite, especially Alhamdulillah, if you're a young man going to school, college, you should know of certain things like checking the oil level of the car, the water pressure.
Because are you trying to have a go at me?
So sometimes, these things which you, and but you're driving your own car, know what needs checking, right? But you don't check your parents' cars. Right? Now maybe they are elderly, or they've gone to that stage where they can't check like they used to. Right? So it's important here, when you check your own car, just check this. Simple as that, see if the oil level is fine, see if the water pressure is okay. And say if that was empty, the radiator, if that was empty, no water was to be inside the radiator, the car can break down, or can, on your father or your mother, they're driving out there, and empty radiator without water, it's going to blow up the engine.
I was just thinking, subhanAllah, if your parents are going to go to work, and they're going to drive, and it's winter time, and there's going to be ice on there.
Yes.
You just wake up a little bit earlier.
SubhanAllah.
Start the car for them, make it nice and warm. Make sure it's all clean and tidy, and then your parents, they're rushing. Oh, I've got work to do, and then they see
the car's nice and warm already.
That is what sort of du'as are going to come from there.
Mashallah. And a lot of people can do this.
It's not difficult.
It's not a difficult job. But also one thing here is important. When you started your car, make sure this. You don't leave the car because incidents have happened like this. You might be doing a good deed, but someone sees a car started, keys are in there, jumps in, drives off, and it might cause.
I would love to ask you about this. When you plan to do something good, but you haven't looked at every dimension. Sometimes we can't look at every dimension of it, but looking at different dimensions. Inshallah, we'll discuss this later on.
And there's a lot of things are common sense anyway, Imad, but you just have to we act so intelligent in front of people. But why is it that we and these very basic things we don't think? We need to have that mindset. Anyway, mistakes can be made from anyone. If a child makes a mistake like this, father needs or the mother needs to forgive him, and this should be from the parents as well. If something like this happened, I think in the previous episode I mentioned about that. The marking on the father's car by the daughter.
Yeah.
And all it said was, I love you. Right? But again, look at it in this way, that maybe he was trying to do something. It didn't work out. Because things, sometimes, there's got to be some means of something happening. Things can't just happen just like that. There's always a means or something to make that happen.
Sometimes something good doesn't...
So things are supposed to happen... And they becomes a means. So have this understanding. Again, this will remove a lot of misunderstandings. That this was the means. Like a glass is supposed to be broken. the means became your child.
Okay.
Understand it in this way.
Does that mean we stop, you know, trying to teach them, or is that...
In this case, look, this can happen from anyone. It can happen from an adult, it can happen from a child. So I'm just generally saying, have I understand? You still give them tarbiyah, but in this case, if you were to shout at them, right, it would probably wouldn't be a right approach here. Or you take it out, your full anger just because a glass broke. Right?
For example, if you're sitting together and, you know, one child makes a mistake and he's pointed out for that, or she's pointed out for that in front of everyone, it can, you know, put, you know, a sense of bad feeling.
You know, it's very important that there's a connectivity. I'll give you an example of something which happened yesterday. It was funny. You know, you're talking about the wheelie bins, because there's a black bin and a blue bin.
Blue bin.
Where we're from. So the black bin is normal waste, and the blue bin is a recycled waste. And so my son's walked in the house. Now in madrasa where he's teaching, he has to wear a white uniform, right? But he's gone in madrasa with blue jubba and a sort of blue top, and then he's got a black scarf. So he's coming in and he's asked me, Dad, is it both black and blue today? And I looked at him and I said, son, you know, this black and blue needs to change. You know, you need to start going into madrasa with white. It was like explaining him two things. I knew what he was coming from, but see the way of just explaining him what he was doing wrong. It was like a joke. But in the same sense, it was a lesson. Right? So at times you need to, when you're explaining someone, when you're teaching someone, do it in such a way. Don't always be like a serious mode. Explain them in a nice way. Sometimes you've got to explain them in a joke or in this type of gesture or way. You know, this will have a different... You see the communication... Hopefully next time he won't be wearing black and blue, right? Otherwise he'll be wheeling them black and blue bins out. Anyway, it was just, you know, how to connect with people, right? And parents sometimes need to understand that when your children does something wrong, you know, you need to maybe give them a different way of understanding, or maybe not at that same point.
It doesn't have to be at that point.
You've seen it done. You've seen it wrong. Sometimes even just making them realize by your looks, just looking at them, they will feel the shame, or they've done something wrong just by you looking at them. So you don't even have to shout at them. You don't have to tell them off. Just your look could be enough as well. So one needs to have this connection with their children and have this understanding with their children.
Understanding is very needed.
Otherwise, we'll fall into a lot of misunderstandings. Cause a lot of problems in the house, a lot of problems in the family, in our society. So,
inshallah, we'll come to these things in our upcoming episodes as well, inshallah. But just coming back to, you know, the cleaning of, and you know, you mentioned that, you know, don't leave the car started and you go inside and then the car's off, and then there's another misunderstanding. And likewise, is there any other thing, you know, from the outside, or let's even if you want to go inside now?
I think we should enter the house.
We should enter the house. It's getting cold.
So there's a lot of things, you know, outside, inside. This is just a startup point, right? If one starts to focus up, like I was saying, that there's sometimes the front garden has plants. The plants of either.
Okay, but we're not a gardening. You know, we're not gardeners.
You don't need to be a gardener to know. You know, if there's a mess in the plant area, you know, some extra growing plants, you can just remove them, make it look neat, or make it maybe even water the plants. In the summer, they know they need watering maybe a lot more. So just taking a bit of a watering can and just watering the plants. These things can be done. And then coming into the house, I think there's so many places where we can start looking into. Like you mentioned about in the other episode about the cleaning the windows. Can start off by with the windows. Also, if you go into the bathroom, the bathroom is you have the shower, the toilet, the sink, and commonly in the bathroom, sometimes you have radiators, you know, where you hang the towels to keep the bathroom warm. So all this is there. And all these things will time to time, again, they will need cleaning. It's not that you do them once and that's it. You're free from it. This is something which you have to clean a lot regular.
Let's start from, you know, the basic. As a Muslim, we perform wudu.
Yes.
Yeah, we perform ablution. Now, when we perform ablution, of course, water is going to fall on the ground.
Yes.
And when it falls on the ground, if you don't clean it, then there's going to be water on the ground. Mm. Yeah, so it's going to cause a problem.
This is real basic you've gone to. Yeah. Well, obviously,
now, this is something many of us ignore.
Yeah.
And if we go to somebody else's house, and we do the same, or you perform wudu and the water's on the floor, and then we go to work, or especially in a area where people are not used to seeing this. Mm. People are not used to seeing water on the ground in such a manner, being used or put on the ground. Should we be more careful about this as well, especially over there?
And definitely, even outside, after doing wudu in an area like this, one should wipe it down. The tissues are there, big things are there to always wipe things down. And so these, whether you are a working environment or you're traveling, just leave it as you, normally you, in places you see a sign, leave from here the way you come to it. Mm. Or something.
I would like to add on that. I just want to, point came to my mind that if all of us have this mindset, that to leave the place
as you found it, that was the thing,
or leave it in a better manner.
Yes.
Do something which increases the beauty of it, because there might be someone who won't increase the beauty of it, but they'll slightly decrease it.
Yes.
But as a Muslim, if we leave this place as we found it, or better than what we found it. What about that?
Definitely, it should be from our. It's just general manners, right? Leaving the place as you find it.
Mm.
So whether you're using the sink or the toilet, one should have this.
Mm.
But in the house, it should be even more, right? So your own bathroom. A lot of times, we go into the bathroom, you walk out, and it's a matter of just taking the mop and mopping it, or the wiper. Depending on what sort of bathroom you got. So just a matter of cleaning that every time you use it. Alhamdulillah, I've sort of grown up into this habit with this as well. That whenever I will leave the bathroom, I will make sure that I'll mop it up and clean it. It doesn't take long. Half a minute is done, you walk out, but you left that it's been cleaned.
Mm.
Right? That's just a basic. And what I want you to go on to is actually the other things of the surroundings.
Mm. Yeah, I know you're going to go to
the sink, the toilet, the window, you sometimes have a nice glass mirror there as well, right? And you're looking your face into the mirror, right? It's as simple as it's in front of you, but no one cleans it. No one bothers cleaning it, right? Or you leave it on someone else, or maybe your parents might clean it. But as a, we are using that, and you're splashing the water onto it. Mm. It's going to leave marks. It's going to leave, it's all a matter of getting a window cleaner.
Mm.
And maybe you have to show them what a window cleaner is, right? They probably don't know.
Mm.
A lot of people, you get it from your local supermarket. It's just a window cleaner, glass cleaner, whatever.
Yeah.
And just spraying that on and just rubbing it down with the sponge and then either pouring a bit of water and then letting it come down.
What about the watermarks? Sometimes there's water.
Okay, then you kind of go a bit professional. You have these hand wipers as well.
Okay.
You can wipe it down if you want. Don't want to leave it. But normally when the water does come down. And then, you've got the sink area.
Mm.
All right. Sink area, it's there's a lot of things there. There's the toothbrush normally are there, the toothpaste is there, right? Or sometimes you have containers which you put the toothpaste or the toothbrush into, right? And sometimes you'll see that these containers, you're using the toothbrush or the toothpaste, you're putting it into there, but the actual container with the glass it's always filled with dirt. Right, all the way to the bottom, right, or underneath that area, it's stained, right, because no one's cleaned it.
Mm.
So looking at these things, using the right.
I mean, you're putting your toothbrush there, and you're going to use that toothbrush for your teeth, and you're not looking at what's inside.
And sometimes, the bottom of the toothbrush is stained. You still don't. It still doesn't make sense to you. Why is it stained?
Yeah.
It's stained because the container you're putting it into, it's molded all underneath. No one's cleaned it.
Mm.
Little things like this.
Mm.
Then you've got the sink. Then you've got the back of the sink normally, which is against the wall in normal cases. you know, that area there, it's a matter of getting a bit of spray, you know, you get bathroom cleaner spray, spraying it on, or you get this this sort of slightly, it's a thicker sort of a liquid, which you can pour and then wipe it over. It cleans up, it goes deeper into the stains. And these things, you will find them in your house, you know. And if you're not, then you can go always get them from the marketplace.
For sure.
Using this clean, and then the tap itself, you know, sometimes it's amazing. You use this tap every day, but you don't clean the tap. The taps, we use it to clean everything else, but you don't clean the tap.
Right?
If you look at the surrounding, depending on what sort of taps you have, sometimes the taps have a wave underneath that.
Underneath.
The top, someone might wipe it over, you just pour a bit of water. It's a matter of cleaning it. Every time that taps kept clean, imagine how nice it's going to look, especially when there's silver and they're shining. Right? It's going to look good. Then around the tap area, right, you know, then you'll find mold there, you'll find stains there. Again, just a matter of scrubbing around the tap area. Then again, with the sink, right? Or with the drain of the sink, that area there, you know. Sometimes the whole sink's clean, but the actual, where the water's going down, that area is...
SubhanAllah, you know, there's so much to mention, but I think the time our episode is coming to an end. Inshallah, we'll discuss this a bit further. We'll elaborate on this in our next episode, inshallah. And I think our viewers on Madi Channel will be surprised as to what is about to, you know, begin or what has started. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us clean. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do this with sincerity for His sake. And even if someone doesn't praise us after that, but we are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allow us to act upon these things. Ameen. Bijah Nabi Alameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.